right. Well, welcome back once again to Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. As again, we've got a busy morning scheduled for you with plenty to discuss today. And again, we appreciate the Burton Chamber of Commerce coming in and talking about the Big Star Texas Night. It'll be a fun time. 8 years they've been doing it, so they're doing something right, working on a decade there. Now, we do have a couple more events happening this weekend, and this is going to be kind of a combined effort for the entire county on this one. This is the entire country getting together on this one here. Of course, Veterans Day coming up this weekend. We got a couple of big events, and first off, we're going to speak with something going on. The Barnhill Center this weekend, we have with us for that event. Your name is?
Hi, I'm Sharon Brass, and I'm here representing the Barnhill Center.
All right. And, of course, you guys, first off, have an event coming up this Saturday, and it's just going to be just a celebration to honor the veterans at the Barnhills, and you got a lot of stuff going on. But let's talk about, first off, what you guys, I mean, why you guys are doing this for the veterans this weekend.
Well, this is a huge weekend for veterans. It is the centennial of Veterans Day, and for that reason, we just wanted to recognize veterans in a special way this year. This is our way of kind of thanking veterans, using the old historic Simon Theater, the Barnhill Center, and what it's best for, and that's showing great big screen movies.
All right, and of course, you guys will be doing more than just showing a movie this week, and you guys are going to be kind of honoring the veterans, a little bit of ceremony. What kind of ceremonies are you going to be having the veterans this weekend?
We have a very brief flag ceremony planned, and it's featuring Nathaniel Holster, who is a blend student, but he's also on the Texas All-Star Men's Chorus. So that's going to be a big treat for everyone. And we have the flag ceremony by the Brenham High School MCJ ROTC. Again, it's going to be a very brief ceremony. We don't want to spend a lot of time on the formalities. We want to get right to the fun.
There you go. And, of course, the fun's going to be that the movie on the big screen. What movie are you guys showing?
We're going to be showing the classic movie called The Best Years of Our Lives. It's a 1946 piece, but it feels incredibly modern because it deals with things today that veterans face today.
All right, and what time does all this start this Saturday?
2 o'clock Saturday. The doors open at 1 o'clock.
All right, then goes the ceremony for a few minutes, and then right into the movie. And after the movie, you guys are doing more stuff. I mean, it's just not just that.
We have an ice cream social, just kind of an old timey Brenham country feeling event after the movie. It's sponsored by Bluebell Ice Cream. They're just going to be bringing ice cream over for all of us to enjoy after the movie.
Okay, and of course, being that it's in the Barnhill Center and it's kind of limited seating inside, you guys are going to have tickets for this?
We have advanced tickets on sale now, and you can get them two ways. The first way would be to go to the website, thebarnhillcenter.com, and the second way is to go straight to the Visitor Center on Main Street downtown and pick up your tickets. Actually, veterans really need to pick up their tickets there. The public is invited, but folks that are not veterans are going to be charged $10 admission fee. So you can pick up all those tickets, both the free ones for veterans and a $10 ticket for any veteran guests, at the Visitor Center right now all the way through November 7th.
Okay. And, of course, you mentioned that. We're talking about that a little bit more about the veterans. It's free for them. Everything that's going on, the movie, the social, it's all free for the veterans.
The veterans get in free, and we're just going to trust people to tell us if they're veterans. We don't think anybody would be pretending to be a veteran that's not. The veterans do get some cool mementos, some things to take home that they'll enjoy, and remember the event by. We hope to make this an annual event.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this includes all veterans, from, you know, very recent modern veterans to all the way back. Any veteran is welcome.
Any veteran that is still alive, we want you there. This is your celebration.
All right. And once again, if they want to get those tickets, how do we go about getting those tickets for the veterans?
Right,
and
now,
I guess for the guests.
Through November 7th, go to thebarnhillcenter.com. All the information is there. You can buy tickets online. Or you can physically go to the Visitor Center at 113 West Main Street in Brenham and pick up your tickets. Veterans are free again, and anyone that's not a veteran can get in for $10. Once you're in the door, all of the festivities, the ice cream, everything's free.
All right, and
I should mention our sponsors.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Of course, the Barnhill Center at Historic Simon Theater is our host, along with the City of Brenham, Bluebell Creameries, the Daughters of the American Revolution, and, of course, our good friends KWHI and KTEX Radio.
There you go. Yeah, it's a great event there. And, of course, anything else that we missed on this one? I think that's kind of...
I just would like to wrap up by saying that this is just a huge, huge weekend for veterans and for American history. And I will say that this particular event is not a fundraiser. We're not even trying to break even. We are putting our all into thanking veterans the best way we can.
And, of course, just honored them this weekend, the 100th, the centennial celebration of Veterans Day. And we're talking about how it's just a lot going on this weekend. Everybody's doing something. There's a few more things happening as well that you're part of, and one of those is over in Chapel Hill later on. I think this is later on Sunday. You guys will be doing something over in Chapel Hill.
Right. This Chapel Hill event is after the big Veterans event in Brenham, so you could actually go to both. And the Chapel Hill event starts at 3:00 at the Chapel Hill Museum. That's on Poplar Street. It's very easy to find. And that event also has the vocalist Nathaniel Holscher, who is the blend student of the Texas Men's All-Star Chorus. We also have County Judge John Breeden there as a speaker, who he is actually the former commander of the American Foreign Legion. He has some great stories that anyone would enjoy, whether you're military or not. And then we have Bill Nienest, everyone's favorite, writing banner columns, historical columns. He has a fun story to tell about veterans. We all know Bill has fun stories.
Bill, if you want stories, yeah, he's got them. He's got plenty of stories. And you've got other folks there. It looks like Judge Harrison is going to be on hand, as well as Doug Price and a lot of other folks. And what other, besides the storytelling, what other kind of things are they going to be doing there?
We have the Houston Hummer, help me, the Houston Shimmer Flute Choir.
Flute Choir, yes.
Sorry about that. And they are coming over to sing and play some patriotic songs. That music will be interspersed through the day. We're going to have free refreshments, light refreshments in that afternoon. And then, of course, the big draw while we're having it at that museum is right now we have a very widely acclaimed exhibit going on there. It is a celebration of World War I. That started Veterans Day to begin with. It's a result of World War I that it's even a national holiday. So this exhibit is a joint effort between the Chapel Hill Museum and the Brenham Heritage Museum, and it is a very large and a very exciting exhibit. So what better way to celebrate Veterans Day than to see and hear all the fun stories and all and see the life of a soldier and how much war has really changed our world and how much we owe our veterans.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what is the time frame of this event coming up in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill event starts at 3:00. We will be there as long as our audience is. I would say probably 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's some light refreshments. Everything's free at this event.
Okay, everything's free from this. Everyone is welcome.
Everyone is welcome for this free.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, if people have questions, they can go check it on a website or something like that?
Yes. The website is chapelhillhistoricalsociety.org.
All right. And then, of course, that one's from 3 to 6 in the afternoon on Sunday, once again, on Veterans Day. And then there's another event in Chapel Hill they're going to have, I think, just down the street, aren't they?
Saturday morning.
I'm sorry.
That's right before the Simon event we just talked about. The Daughters of the American Revolution are hosting just a brief coffee and snacks for veterans from 9 to 11. That's going to be at the Rock Star. Excuse me, the Rock Store. On Main Street in Chapel Hill.
Okay.
And everyone there will also get lapel pins. And it's just a chance to kind of sit and chat with fellow veterans and enjoy a cup of coffee on Sunday morning.
Just another veterans breakfast,
right,
that they're going to have there.
Again, just everybody in the county's coming together to celebrate this huge centennial weekend.
They always do, but this one just being a little bit more special, it will be in the centennial, the 100-year celebration,
right,
of Veterans Day. All right.
So everybody enjoys all this.
That's all right. Ms. Brass, anything else that we missed? Anything we need to go over once again? Just have people come out and to these events?
I think, again, that this is just a testament to our community that everyone is rallying around our veterans this year. Mm-hmm. And we're just so thankful for their service. And I'm just so glad to see the community wrapping their arms around this. And just... thank you, veterans. We all want to give you a big hug.
There you go. And once again, the one for the Barnhill Center, well, you have to get tickets for that. Let's go over there one more time. How do I get those tickets and when they need to get them by for the Barnhill Center?
You can get tickets online today through November 7th at the website, thebarnhillcenter.com, or you can go to the Visitor Center at 113 West Main Street in Brenham and pick up tickets for both veterans and for the general public. Veterans get in free. The public, non-veterans, pay $10 for their tickets.
All right, there you go. Sharon Brass, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us today. And
thanks
look forward
for having
to
us.
A good week for you.
Yes,
you're going to be busy. All right.